Meg here. Welcome to She Can, the podcast, where the goal is for you to leave each episode feeling empowered to go after what you want and knowing that if she can, so can you. Let's get started. Hi friend, I cannot wait for you to hear this episode because I'm joined by two of my favourite people in the world, Stephanie McLeish and Leslie Collins. We've titled it, It Takes a Village to Raise a Mum, because this is all about community. It's all about the importance of surrounding yourself with women who will lift you higher, who will tell you you can, who will be there to hold your hand through all different stages of motherhood. And honestly, to me, that's up there with oxygen. It's so, so important. The community is designed for strong, independent women who happen to be mums. And if that's not you and I don't know what is. So listen in and enjoy the episode. Guys, I am so excited to be with you today with two of my besties, Steph and Leslie. Steph has been on our podcast before. Leslie is a new babe, but you've heard me talking about her because she's a massive influence in my life. And we're here to talk about the Mum Club Glasgow, which is the first of its kind in Scotland. And I am so excited to hear all about it. So why don't you start with telling us all about where this idea comes from and what it is?
Okay, so hi everyone. Thank you so much for having us on, Meg. So the Mum Club Glasgow came about because way back in January, I went along to a networking event, which was for women in business, and had gone along just with the idea of meeting other mums that are in business and, you know, sharing success stories and all that sort of inspirational chat. And one of the speakers was a girl called Lauren Weber, and she spoke about how her and her friend had founded a club called the Mum Club. And the idea behind it was that when you are a new mum and you're going along to classes, the focus can sometimes just be on the baby and you're doing all the bounce and rhyme and, you know, whatever it might be. And you leave the class having not really spoken to any other adults. So the kids have had a great time and they've been stimulated and all that jazz, but the mums really could have done with, you know, going for a coffee after it or whatever, just to chat about stuff to do with, well, anything really. So Lauren and Jess, her friend, decided, why don't we start to do a little club for with the focus on the mums, where we go along, we have a nice coffee, we have good chats, and our babies just come with us. So they did, they started that, and it didn't start out with any sort of idea that it was going to become as big as it has, but there was clearly a need. So lots of mums felt the same, that they wanted to come along and have these conversations. They were maybe off in mat leave, or maybe they'd gone to part-time and they still wanted to be involved in conversations about the latest fashion or what films are on or what movies or what good books to read and all that kind of thing. But there just wasn't a chance to chat at these baby classes. So more and more mums started coming along, and then Lauren moved to a different city and started one over there. And then it kind of became the idea of, why don't we franchise this? And so the girls actually made it a franchise. And so now popping up all over England at the time were lots and lots of Mum Club franchises. And at that point, I was sitting in that room listening to Lauren thinking, there isn't anything like this in Scotland. Yeah. And there needs to be, because I know that my friends and I would have loved to have come along to a club like that, but nothing of its kind existed. So the seed was planted.
It's such a good idea. When I was a new mum, I got to go to the first time mums group that was run by East Renfrewshire Council. And the reason it was started in East Renfrewshire Council is because women in that council area in particular tend to have a higher rate of postnatal depression, because they came from strong, independent backgrounds where they maybe had successful careers, they maybe had a lot going on in their life before they became a mum. And then it was that shock to the system when they became a mum, and the way to kind of work through that was community. And I was so grateful to have that council run group, but it was in a community hall, and you were kind of sitting on little plastic chairs around a circle. And I value those friends so, so much, because we maybe didn't even know, you know, where each other lived, but we knew the most intimate details of our births and our mental health at the time. And that's something that was specific to East Renfrewshire Council. It's not run at all over council areas across Scotland. And I think it's actually stopped now because of COVID. And at the time, so many people asked me, you know, is there something like that in my area? I would love to do it. And there was nothing. So it's a massive, massive gap. And it's something that's really, really necessary for women, I believe. Leslie, what was it that really made you fall in love with the Mum Club?
It was Steph, really, because she phoned me straight after that event and started explaining with passion, you know, what she was doing, what the Mum Club was. And I kind of, it was like the seed had been planted. And I think it was 2 weeks later, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And every day I was sort of looking out, I suppose my radar was starting to be up for what actually is there for mums. And I started to reflect on my own experience as well. And it's interesting because when I think back, when I had Dylan, which was 4.5 years ago, we went to baby classes and I went to like a couple of, you know, like baby prep classes and things like that. And I feel very fortunate that I had the confidence at that point to reach out to some of the mums that were there to say, listen, can we exchange numbers? And do you want to go for a coffee after the class? Yeah. And I'm very aware that probably there was a lot of mums in there who I didn't happen to speak to, who didn't get involved in that. So we went off and we made friendships and we had those weekly coffee meets that were outside of the Bounce and Rhyme and the Gym Buddy and all that, which I appreciated so, so much. But unless you're willing to sort of say to someone, which isn't always the most comfortable thing, can I have your number? Like, let's switch numbers. Let's go for coffee. You're not going to have that. So it's, if it's not kind of ready made, if you like, then it's not there. And I think the more I thought about that and reflected on it, I phoned you 2 weeks later and I was like, I can't stop thinking about this Mum Club thing. I think we should do it. Yeah. And you were like, that's exactly what I hoped that you would say.
It's so true because when you become a new mum, you're in this new land of making friends again. And, you've kind of done that. You went to school and you did whatever after that. And then you kind of got your groups of friends. And then you enter this new world of motherhood, which is totally new. Your world is upside down. You maybe don't really recognise who you are at the time. I kind of lost a little bit of, you know, maybe if you've stopped work or whatever on mat leave, but you're then at these classes back to introducing yourself mm-hmm. again, and you know, and you're recalling, you know, go and say, you know, hello and your name, and
yeah,
like your mum's voice is telling you to go and make friends with people, and that's so difficult at times, especially when you go to toddler groups and people have already got their, I don't want to say cliques, but they're kind of in a little group and you don't necessarily want to walk up and say, can I sit down with you?
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the taglines that I love about the Mum Club is you can sit with us, and it's that whole, you just can join in. It's not, there's not any cliques. It's just, you're a mum, I'm a mum, let's chat. And these conversations that you have with the other mums are gold. That's when you discover those little nuggets of information that can just really change things or can make you feel better about a situation, mm-hmm. you know, a baby that's not sleeping through the night, or the whole breastfeeding palaver.
Oh, what a palaver.
All of that, you know, everything seems better and seems easier and nicer when you've got a community to chat it through with. And at that point, when I had this idea that it needed to be brought to Scotland, I was living in Jersey, where I still am living in Jersey. And so my issue was, how can we bring this to Scotland without me physically being there? And that's when my incredible Leslie.
Enter Leslie.
Enter my beautiful friend. So we're doing this as a team, and it's actually lovely to do it with
It's so nice. And I used to run networking events. So I used to run a business networking event. I think that was for about 5 years. And that was sort of pre having two kids, I suppose it was pre having my second baby. And to be honest, that's just not conducive to my lifestyle anymore. As a mum, this is so conducive to my lifestyle. And it just, like, it resonates with me so much, the values behind it, and I can get behind it, and I love the idea. So, yeah, it all worked out perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing I love about this concept of the Mum Club is that it's not for a first-time mum or a mum-to-be or a mum of a kid at school. It's for any mum. It's for strong, independent women who happen to be mums.
That's it.
And That's so valuable to me because I haven't had two children now. I think there are so many different learning curves at different points of being a mother, isn't there? There's obviously when you first have a mum, it's that, whoa, smack in the face. Your life is completely different. You pee yourself everywhere you go. Like my internal organs were actually falling out. And I remember I went to the first time mum's club and I was talking about, you know, I had a prolapse and one of my friends, Jane, said, oh, I had that too. I just shoved it back in.
Yeah,
this conversation just has made me feel so much better about myself. So there's those kind of things that happen when you're first, when you first become a mum, and then there's the challenge of the crazy toddlers and how they destroy your house and they make you feel incompetent in every single way. You spend your life like cleaning up bits of food that you've spent ages cooking and then it's chucked all over the floor.
Yeah.
And then if you have a second, that there's that whole juggle as well. You feel like you're trying so hard to give them the best of you, but one inevitably feels left out and you're trying to find that balance. And then they start nursery and that's all you've prayed for so long. And then you feel broken because they're not there and you just want to be with them. And then you spend the hours looking down the clock until you have to pick them up. And then you think about school and then they start school and then you think, well, what do I do in my life now? Exactly. Because they're at school and I've got all this time. And then you maybe are starting to think about different paths in your career or what you do now, or does your previous life now fit with this school pickup and drop off and you want to be that present mum, but your existing schedule maybe doesn't agree with that. There are so many learning curves and growth periods over the course of being a mum, particularly to young children, which is all I've experienced. But then, I mean, I've heard that it just continues because then they start going out at night and all of that. But it's continual lessons and continual growth, and there really isn't a service or a place to just talk about that and be yourself with that among other people who are experiencing the same thing.
Exactly.
So when someone... if someone's listened to this and they think this mum club sounds amazing, what exactly is it and how can they become part of it?
So what has been created by Jessica and Lauren, the two co-founders, is this massive community of, you know, I think on their Instagram is now over 107,000 followers. And then, of course, we've got all of us franchisees have got our own Instagram accounts for each different city. And so you become part of the Mum Club where you receive this newsletter every month with, or is it every week, actually?
It's more than monthly.
Yeah, it's quite a regular newsletter with updates of, you know, the latest fashion or the latest products or the latest books to read, you know, just information that mums would find interesting. And you're also part of this monthly brunch experience. So this is sort of the essence of it all, is where mums can come along to a brunch with their baby or without, or with their bump, and enjoy a lovely breakfast brunch and a hot coffee or
a hot coffee.
I mean, has anyone had a hot coffee? So it's that way where the focus is completely on the mums. We have a babysitter on hand to, you know, sit with the little ones, or they can indeed, you know, just be in their high chair or in their pram or whatever works best for the mums. And they get to talk to other mums that are going through the same experience, you know, make new friends, network, find out about other people's lives and what situations are working for them, and just go away from, leave that event feeling like they've just had a nice big cuddle, you know, the aim is that everyone is spoken to, everyone gets to have a chat, and we want to give as much value as possible. So our aim for the brunches is to, if it's possible, have speakers or, you know, guests coming in to share experiences with mums or help with, you know, breastfeeding awareness, or maybe come in to talk about a wardrobe edit, or perhaps come in to talk about sleep. And, you know, a sleep specialist coming in to chat about that, and they would maybe just be in the room and mums can go up and have a wee quiet word with them if they've got something. Because what I sometimes found was if I had an issue, I wouldn't necessarily go to the effort of making an appointment with the doctor to then, you know, hump the pram into the car and then take the baby to the doctor so I could go in and all that. Whereas if there had just been an event I could go to, like a brunch, and there happened to be a specialist there about, you know, a PT that knows about pelvic floor or whatever, then you might just have a wee quiet word at that opportunity rather than, and then they might indeed say to you, you know, you have to sort of book an appointment with the doctor, but they might not. They might just give you some tips or exercises that you could do and that would sort all that. So we hope to bring lots of value to the mums that we come into contact with at our brunches.
It sounds like heaven. And so often when you've got young kids, you want to go to these things and you want to arrange them, but it's just the arranging is such a faff and you just never get around to it. And also then there's childcare. Well, my kid's going to be crawling all over me while I'm trying to eat my eggs Benedict. So it's just not even worth the hassle. But you arrange childcare. There's actual babysitters.
Yep, TMC are partnered with someone called, a company called Bubble, and they've got childminders all over the country, and they're all approved and checked and all that, and they come along to your event and you just mind the child.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so we'll have a big kind of play mat area and some things that the kids can play with and stuff, and they can just sit. If mums are happy, they can sit and they can play, and the babysitter will be there, and you can drink your coffee while it's actually hot.
Yeah, we're partnered with a company called Mataplay, and they provide every mum club franchise with this beautiful mat. It's a big play mat. It actually doubles up as a nice rug for your living room when it's not being used as a play mat. And that's where the little ones can crawl about and be while the mums can enjoy coffee, a chat, a brunch. And, you know, we kind of pick our venues. We have a lot of communication, and we've found the most amazing host venue, and the amazing Mara is looking after all our mums really well, and we source the venue based on, we think about parking, transport, location, if people do have the need to bring prams, is there space for some prams in the place, are the mums going to have a baby change facility, are the toilets nice, are the staff nice. We do all that legwork so that all the mums need to do is just come along and switch off for a couple of hours and just back to feeling like them again and not mum. They're the person again for that couple of hours and not thinking about all the stuff that we generally think about.
Yeah, it's just, the sound of it is heaven, because so often you want to go to meet your friends or whatever, but then you think about the logistics even of the pram. Well, they're meeting in this restaurant and it's got stairs up, so I won't be able to get the pram in. Where will I sit the pram while I'm eating my breakfast? All of that kind of stuff. Or it's one of those, bring your baby if you must. Or, yeah, you know, we really don't have that much space for prams, but we are child friendly and the venue is really not.
Yeah.
So there's all of that kind of stuff that we have to battle with as mums going out for brunch. And even depending on what people do for work, I think the three of us are very lucky because we also have businesses in our network marketing business where we have the opportunity to go to events and dress up and buy a new outfit and, you know, do all that kind of fun side of life. Mm-hmm. But so many people whose jobs don't necessarily have that, or they don't have that opportunity, will just never have the opportunity to go out for brunch and make themselves feel good. And
exactly. It's so true. And yeah, that feeling of like being able to, like, having somewhere to go when you're a mum and being able to get up and have a bit of structure again to your day and get ready and feel really nice. Like when you've put, I don't know, whatever you want to put on that makes you feel good and you walk out the house just feeling, I guess, yourself again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. And I'd imagine the brunch club is no dress code or anything. It's just whatever you feel comfortable in.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel comfortable in. So if you feel like getting glammed up, go for it. If you just want to wear your comfies, go for it. It's just an opportunity for you to meet other women, other mums that have probably got the same stuff going on as you. Enjoy a nice hot coffee, enjoy some brunch, and you can bring your baby if you want to.
Which is just heaven. Can you guys think of a time when you had young kids? We all still have young kids, but when you've been learning the growth curve of becoming a mum, where you've just felt like, I just wish I had something like this. Can you think of a moment like that?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of nodding going on here. We're both like, yes, yes, yes.
So many moments.
Thousands. Absolutely. I mean, I probably felt it the most. I had my second baby, Daniel, in lockdown, basically. So he was 4 weeks when we went into lockdown. And so his babyhood was, there was no classes. So
yeah,
I can reflect on my experience with Dylan and being at those classes and really relating to those moms like Jess who was saying, you know, going to those classes and feeling like I'd done something for the baby, I'd done the right thing as a mum, taking them to bounce and round, done these things, but actually left having not had a nice cup of coffee, not spoken to a mum, you know, where just really I wanted to have those great conversations and those laughs and relate to someone else who was going through the same experience as me. But with Daniel, there wasn't even that. So it was just really us at home. And there was a lot to be said for how beautiful that experience was. But also, I really miss that. I really miss not having those opportunities to relate to someone else and have those laughs and talk about the, you know, injuries after birth and all the things that happen and the things that you go through and the hard stuff. Like, you really, I had my friends, I had you guys for those conversations, but there is something special about meeting those mums that are going through the same stage at the same time as you. So yeah, like I would have loved something like the Mum Club.
Yeah. And also mums who don't have you in a box already. Yeah. You're not kind of Leslie who is this type of person, because that changes when you become a mum, doesn't it? So meeting new mums as a mum is a completely different experience to hanging around with your friends who you already had.
Yeah,
I think it's a really important part of motherhood.
And you're thinking about the mums who, there's so many different mums coming off in all shapes and sizes, and it's the mums who maybe none of their friends are having babies at that point. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're the first of their group to have a baby, or maybe they're the last of their group to have a baby, or maybe they are not part of any group and they're having a baby and they don't have a little support network to chat to. And maybe you've got some whose partners work away, and really, actually, for days on end, they're not having another conversation with an adult or a person that can speak back to them. And, you know, days on end, you know, that compounded over time can really, you know, it's not healthy to not have those conversations for weeks on end, because part of motherhood is sharing those experiences and understand that you're not alone and that everyone's actually experiencing the same thing. We're just maybe handling it differently or not, you know?
Yeah.
So when you can go to those groups and know that everyone else is there for the same purpose, just to, you know, chat with other people, then it's kind of a safe space where you can make new friends and share those experiences, because not everyone is confident after the baby massage or the book club class to say, right, let's go for a coffee and chat. You know, there's some people that would just not feel comfortable doing that. So if you've got an event that the whole purpose is to come along and that's the whole point, then you can rest assured that everyone that's there is there for the same reason.
Yeah. And there'll be different mums at different ages and stages. So with my first baby, all I wanted to do was talk about sleep patterns and nappies and weaning and all of that stuff. But with my second baby, I didn't want to talk about any of that.
No. Yeah.
What's on TV? What books are you reading?
Yeah.
What jeans are cool these days? When I became a mum, skinny jeans were cool, and now all of a sudden they're not.
Yeah.
Someone keep me up to date. That's what I needed. And this sounds like it's going to be all of that.
Yeah.
All different types of people who are looking for different things. And Les, you mentioned about lockdown, and I think it's so, so important just now, because I feel like so many of us have social anxiety. This is with even being a mum. Social anxiety about getting back into social situations, but also our kids have a little bit of separation anxiety. Mm. So if you want to bring them along, then that's okay. And it's been an entirely different experience, you know, becoming a mum throughout that lockdown period than it ever has before. And I think community is even more important than it ever has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why this is so essential for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I really just hope that for anyone who's maybe listening to this and thinking, I would absolutely love something like that. And maybe you are feeling a bit like, but it's scary to me to go into a room with women that I don't know. Then just please know that we've got you. Like,
got you.
That's what this is about. Me and Steph, you know, for two of us, we're going to be making sure that we come round and make sure everyone feels very, very welcome and introduce everyone to everyone else. So most people are, everyone who's bought tickets so far, so are coming single. Along mm-hmm. on their own. Yeah. Every mum is coming along in the same position. So just know that you are so, so welcome and you'll be looked after.
I feel so excited for these mums who are listening to this thinking that could be exactly what I need right now. How many people are at each event?
We actually cap it at 30 because for exactly that reason. We want to have a small enough number that we can come around and speak to you all. And then as we maybe change our venue and as the demand increases, then we might increase that. But at the moment, our cap is 30 tickets. And I think we're getting there to selling out the first bunch. Yeah. So
yeah, we would always keep it at 30 or lower, but we would maybe have another event per month, depending on how it goes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when is the first event in Glasgow and where is it and how can we buy tickets?
Okay, so the first event is the Monday, the 27th of June, from 10:30 until 12:30. And it's taking place in Cup Tea Gardens, which is in Merchant City. They've got two branches, so it's the Merchant City branch. And tickets, we will give you the link, Meg, and people can click the link and buy a ticket. Each ticket's £29. And what mums can expect is a ticket for their brunch, a couple of hot drinks or drinks of their choice, and a little goodie bag with some nice gifts inside. We're paired with Aqua Wipes as well as Matically and Bubble. So Aqua Wipes provide beautiful wipes for every guest that comes along. And we've also managed to get some to partner up with some other local Glasgow businesses who've been very kind and donating some other goodies as well. So we'll be promoting that on our Instagram very soon. So yeah, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine they'll get a wee fizz stick in there too.
Oh yeah. Every mum needs a fizz stick.
Every mum needs a fizz stick.
That's essential. Mm-hmm. And this is the first of its type in Glasgow, in Scotland, and it's the Mums Club Glasgow. But these events are selling out all over England at the moment, aren't they?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're so popular.
Yep. Yeah, that was one of the things that when I started to look into this, I was like, wow, because Steph obviously told me about the one in Jersey. And then I started to have a look, and I think is there 25 or so in England?
I think the last I checked, I think it was over 30.
Amazing.
It's growing very quickly.
And these events are selling out, because clearly there's such a need for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're so excited to have the first one in Scotland.
I am so excited for you guys and for all of you listening who think this could be my way out of this rut that I'm in as a mum. I need to meet new people. I need to meet people who are going through exactly what I'm going through. I need to just get dressed up, have a hot coffee, and enjoy my brunch in peace.
Absolutely.
So how can we follow you? How can we follow your progress? You're on the gram.
We're on the gram. If it's not on the gram, did it even happen? So we are the Mum Club Glasgow, but there's also the sort of main page is the Mum Club, but our Leslie and I's actual sort of Instagram page is the Mum Club Glasgow, and we'll keep that updated with events, forthcoming events, and also all the sort of local businesses and that want to sort of partner up, and we can do shout outs, and also we want to promote our local area as well. So events that are happening in Glasgow, we want to promote them so that our page can be a place that mums log on to and find out what is in town or what's happening for the little ones, or which parks are good to go to, or which coffee shops can I get a pram in, or where's the best baby change facility in town. We want to be a force for good and give you value as a mum. And so yeah, please like and share our page.
Thank you so much. And that's worth mentioning as well. If there's any of you who are listening who are business owners and you maybe have a business that could provide value to the Mum Club, maybe a sleep specialist or weaning, what else kind of thing? Wardrobe editing, maybe
fashion,
PT, physio,
women's health, any women's health stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the kind of speakers that you're looking for at the events. So that's definitely worth getting in touch with the girls about as well. And I would just like to say thank you and well done. It takes a brave kind of person to go and start another business on top of everything else you've already got going on to benefit other people who are going through exactly what you're going through. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're so excited to see your progress. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. If you found value from that episode today, then I would love for you to share it on your social media. You'll find me at Instagram at MeganMacLeanUK, and the podcast is at SheCanPod. And if you found value, then please hop onto Apple Podcasts and write a 5-star review. I would love you forever. And that really helps the visibility of the podcast and helps us get good guests and all the rest of it on the podcast. So thanks so much for your time. Thank you for spending your half hour with me, and I hope to see you really soon.